streamlined for 1947, Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people. Presented by American Express Traveler's Check. Safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go. Yes, American Express Traveler's Check are safe. Tonight, Vox Pop leaves the noise and gaiety of the city and travels to the famous lighthouse on Montauk Point at the easternmost tip of Long Island. There, under the light that shines far out to sea, Vox Pop is having a New Year's Eve party with a few Coast Guardsmen, their families and friends, in the living room of the keeper of the light. And here is your old friend Warren Hull and pinch-hitting for Parks Johnson, Eddie Dunn.
All hands come aboard and bring your dories. Well, we're glad to be aboard, Chief Jones. Say, folks, Parks couldn't get up here from Texas tonight, so I brought along a friend of mine from Scarsdale, whom you all know on the radio, Eddie Dunn. Eddie, do you feel salty tonight?
Aye, matey. Shiver me timbers. I should say shiver me furious.
Yeah?
Oh, am I glad to be inside tonight here, Warren. Pity the sailors at sea on a night like this.
Mm.
And I don't blame Parks a bit for staying in Texas.
Oh, nor I, but he's sure missing a good party, don't you think, Chief Jones?
You can bet.
Why, sure. Get up a little closer. Run up alongside now. Folks, the chief here is our host, the keeper of the light, Archie Jones, known to his friends as Jonesy, 36, from North Carolina, and by the looks of things, Mrs. Jones is a good cook. Say, where in North Carolina? Did I say that right, Carolina?
That's right. You got it right.
Where in North Carolina do you come from?
Oh, there's a little white place down in the road there called Martlesburg, and that's mm-hmm. where I hail from.
I see. How do you like spending New Year's Eve way out here?
Well, it's not bad. It's all right for me.
Wouldn't you rather be up in New York, maybe in Times Square right now?
No. I spent one New Year's Eve in Times Square.
You did? What happened?
Oh, it took me about an hour to do a couple of blocks, and that's enough for me.
Say, weren't you headed for North Carolina last week?
Yeah, that's right. Friday morning.
Brooklyn.
That's where I wound up.
Oh, in the storm.
Yes,
well, you're lucky to get back here. You get some pretty good storms up here, though, don't you? You're right up here on the cliff where it can blow.
Oh, yeah, we have some good ones here.
Uh-huh. Had anything happen?
One of the best, I guess, was back in 38 when we had the 38 hurricane.
Yes, what happened then?
Oh,
blow the windows out?
Yeah, I understand. From people that were stationed here at that time, I understand it blew 26 windows out of this place.
Oh, boy.
A couple of chimneys off.
Well, does it look like fog tonight by any chance?
Well, I don't believe we'll have fog tonight. At least I hope not.
No weather. But now, when must you blow the foghorns?
Well, we usually blow the foghorns here when the visibility is less than 5 miles.
Mm-hmm. How can you tell when it's less than 5 miles?
We've got a buoy off here known as Montauk Sea Buoy. Gas buoy, they refer to it here, I believe.
Uh-huh. Okay, could you blow the horns for us tonight?
Well, I believe.
Well, then you go ahead and throw the switch. We want to talk to you later anyway, huh?
Yeah, all right.
All right. And, Eddie, who's that future admiral that you've got right there, huh?
Well, Warren, I've got a very handsome young fellow here who, like us, is spending his first New Year's Eve at the lighthouse. And his name is carpenter's mate, James, or Jim Lawson. Jim, we're glad to have you out here with us tonight. How do you feel?
Pretty good.
Well, swell. Now, how long have you been out here at this end of Long Island, Jim?
For 1 month.
Uh-huh. And you've been in the Coast Guard longer than that, though, of course.
Yes, quite a time.
Yeah, well, as long as you caught duty here tonight, this isn't so rugged, is it? I mean, being on Vox Pop like this?
No, but I'm pretty nervous when I speak on the telephone.
Well, the radio's a little bit different. Jim, you're not stationed here at the lighthouse. Where are you stationed?
East Richie's lifeboat station.
And that's just close by here.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in your spare time, Jim?
Sleep.
How about all the noise and excitement you have down there?
Noise and excitement of the East Mercy?
Yeah. You don't have any noise down there?
No.
Don't you even hear the foghorn down there once in a while?
Foghorn?
Uh-huh.
No foghorn down there.
What kind of noise do you have, Jim?
All I ever hear is a cat walking down the steps.
Well, you may not have excitement around here, but you certainly did have some excitement not long ago. You've done some rescue missions, haven't you, Jim?
Yes, I have.
Weren't you in that hurricane mission last October down to Florida?
Yes, I was.
What happened on that? I mean, you left Brooklyn where you were stationed in a plane, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
What'd you take along in the plane?
Two helicopters.
Well, they were disassembled, of course.
They were disassembled.
And you had volunteered for this duty. You got to Florida, and what did you have to do as soon as you got there?
take them out and put them together.
Oh, these helicopters again.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to put them together?
8 hours.
And then what happened after that? Were you on duty all the time?
He was on duty continuously.
You followed in behind the hurricane,
huh? We followed the hurricane continuously.
Yeah, what were you doing? Now, you were aboard this helicopter. Were you spotting people in distress and all?
We were spotting people in distress and stranded on the island.
I see. Did you see any damsels in distress down there?
We did, but we couldn't get to them.
I see. Well, now, if you hadn't have been here, where would you be on New Year's Eve, do you think, Jim?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn again. The chief got stuck in Brooklyn down there, he said. Would you have been with somebody in Brooklyn?
Yes, my girlfriend.
Oh, is it serious between you and your girlfriend?
Yes, it is.
Real serious, huh? Yeah. How did you meet this girl, Jim?
Coney Island.
You did? Were you introduced or something?
No, I met her on the boardwalk.
Did you have an unusual approach to
I have an entirely new technique.
What is your technique, Jim?
I went up and asked her where I met her before.
Well, at any rate, were you really going to have a big time down there at Times Square or someplace if you'd have gone into into New York for New Year's Eve?
Yes, I would.
You're
going
to spend a lot of money and stuff?
Yeah, I had $216 to spend.
Well, we're saving you money out here then, Jim.
Well, you shouldn't have said that. Now, she heard you. We'll spend it some other
time. Jim, you're a swell guy, and we've heard that you don't have any civilian clothes, so we've got for you a brown Strook tweed suit tailored by Freeman, a virgin wool covert cloth top coat. And now that you've got the civvies, you want to be able to wear them somewhere. So we've arranged a night in New York for you and your girl, Jim. This includes dinner at the famous Stork Club, two seats at that all-time smash hit Oklahoma, and after the theater, you'll go see Martha Raye at the Harem, this season's nightclub hit on Broadway. And to be sure your own cash money will be safe when you hit the big town, here's $50 worth of American Express traveler's checks. They're safe. And thanks to you, Jim.
Warren? Well, good going, Eddie. Ray, I want to introduce our young Coast Guardsman from way back. He's 68 and retired only a couple of years ago, Hubert Tuttle. And I want to ask you, Jonesy, what you know about Cap.
Well, I've been knowing him for the past 18 years.
Yes.
And he's a pretty good guy.
Yes.
He's a guy that's always got things done. Well, I can remember back the times when we was going to a wreck while we're on the north shore of Long Island.
Yes.
We had another guy himself driving the truck, and we didn't seem to be doing so good. We referred to him as the old man. The old man pulled up, said, "Can't you fellas make no better time than that?"
Yeah.
And the fellow who was driving the truck said, "No." He said, "Well," said, "let me take over and show you fellas how it is really done." So he got to driving the truck, and we were really making good time. We had one of those old-time boat wagons with a steel wheel.
Mm-hmm.
When we hit the tracks in Riverhead, the two front wheels flew off. But I will say that it wasn't very long before he had another boat coming right up, and we made the rescue.
You made the rescue. Good. Say, Cap Tuttle, did you really do that?
Yes, sir.
You did, huh? You got things done all right. Well, we understand that you're retired now. I suppose that you're an armchair man?
No, sir.
No?
No, I'm working every day.
Doing what?
Well, overhauling my motor. Got in my boat and Cape for spring fishing.
Mm-hmm. Well, what were you in the early days of your Coast Guard duty?
Early days as a surfman.
Mm-hmm. You mean you put the lifeboat out through heavy seas and brought in people?
Yes, sir.
Do you ever have any tough ones?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Boat overturned or anything?
Yes, the wreck of the William J. Carnegie. Yeah, mm-hmm. Their boat upset. Two men on the side.
Underside? How'd you get them in?
Well, we didn't get them in until the boat came ashore.
How'd you get it ashore?
The waves through the shore.
Mm-hmm. And you all got out all right, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, what was the most spectacular rescue you ever made?
Well, the wreck of the Kershaw.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get the people out there?
With a British buoy operated by two automobiles.
You mean the British buoy? That's that pair of shorts hanging out there with a life preserver built in it?
That's right.
We understand the local people along the shore have done a lot of salvaging.
Well, salvaging was quite a business in the years gone by.
Uh-huh. They've picked up quite a few things around here.
Yes, sir.
Did you marry, speaking of picking up, did you marry a local girl or one from a far port?
No, I married a local girl.
Mm-hmm. You think Long Island girls are the best?
Yes.
Why?
Well, they're thrifty and saving.
Yes. To make a good husband for a poor man?
Good husband for a poor man.
Say, what have you liked most about your Coast Guard career?
Well, rescuing people in danger.
You like that?
Yes, sir.
You go right into danger?
Yes, sir.
Then you don't care what happens?
No.
What are you hoping for in 1948?
Well, hoping for a successful year in business.
Good fishing?
Good fishing. Good health.
Are you making any resolutions?
No, sir.
Why not?
I never make them. Sir.
You can't keep them?
No, can't
well,
keep them.
Well, Cap, here are some things that you can keep for a long time, too. First, we have some real cold weather gear for you. It's a navy blue, heavy duck Eskimo parka lined with red wool, and it's just the thing for a skipper, don't you think?
Yes,
and also, here's something that any skipper needs, a pair of Bosch and Lomb 750 binoculars. The world's finest, and they're developed specially for the Navy and Coast Guard during the war. I meant to say that they're being shipped by Bosch and Lomb to you today. And something that Mrs. Tuttle will like especially. We made her a member of the Fruit of the Month Club, and all the spec next year, you know what she's going to get? She's going to get boxes of the choicest fruit from the Harry and David Bear Creek orchards out in Oregon. You think she'll like that?
I certainly will.
Well, Cap, and here's something else that was being used all over the world before you joined the Coast Guard way back in 1902, I believe it was. American Express Traveler's Check, $50 worth. You want them?
Well, that'd be very acceptable.
Boy, sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You know, Cap, millions of these checks were used in 1947. Eh, Don Hancock?
It sure is, Warren. In 1947, more people than ever before used American Express Traveler's Checks and enjoyed real protection for their money. 1948, many more people will enjoy the safety of these popular checks. You know, American Express Traveler's Checks are just like regular checks, except that you sign them when you buy them and sign them again when you spend them. No other identification is needed. Just walk into any bank and ask for American Express Traveler's Checks in whatever amount you need, from $10 up. You can spend these popular checks anywhere, anytime, simply by signing your name. And remember, from the moment you walk out of the bank, your American Express Traveler's Checks are safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go. If you lose them, or if they're stolen or destroyed, you get a prompt refund. So don't take chances. Don't carry cash. Carry American Express Traveler's Checks. They're safe.
Thank you, Don Hancock. You're salesman first class. Say, we're back here, folks, in the lighthouse at Montauk Point. And Eddie Dunn, my friend from Scarsdale, who's pinch-hitting for Parks Johnson, is standing here with a young sprout. Tell us about him, Eddie.
Okay, Warren. Here's another very swell old-time Coast Guardsman who commands all the lifeboat stations at the eastern end of Long Island and the Montauk Point Lighthouse. He is Lieutenant John Heichel. John, do you really consider yourself an old salt in the Coast Guard?
Well, just a wee bit.
How long have you been in the Coast Guard?
Going 24 years.
And you were in the Merchant Marine even before that, weren't you?
About 10 and a half years.
Mm-hmm. Now, Chief Jonesy here was telling us a while ago that he thinks you're a very swell commanding officer. He said that you were a good egg and that you came over the bow. Now, I know what being a good egg means, but what does it mean to come over the bow?
Well, a Mustang.
Does that have anything to do with horses?
Huh? No, not hardly, no.
What does that mean?
I come up through the ranks.
Oh, well, I know you're proud of that, John. Yes, indeed. You've seen this light many times from the sea, haven't you?
Definitely.
Yeah, it means a great deal to a man at sea, doesn't it, to look in and get a landfall on a light like this?
It sure does.
Sort of brings you close to home.
All of them look good sometime during your life.
I know they do. What is the Coast Guard's duty out here now at the end of Long Island, John?
Assisting vessels in distress, saving lives and property.
Uh-huh.
Anywhere we can bear a hand.
Well, and I know you do a wonderful job, and out here that Coast Guard motto really means it, semper paratus. That means always ready, doesn't
and
it?
And we are.
Yes, indeed, you are. Have you had any false alarms recently, John?
Well, yes, we had one a while ago, kind of got my goat, too. Down there at Marichi's Inlet, somebody given some A's.
On a light, huh?
Yes, yes.
What does the A mean?
Well, that's attention. Attention, yes, when you put on a light.
So one of your men saw this A by light and thought something was wrong?
Yes, he went up and challenged him and asked him what it was, and he kept giving an A. So.
Yeah, and what happened when you got down there to him?
Well, it wasn't... Well, we did get to them, but we had to use jeeps to come from either side to converge there and find out what it was and found it was frost fishermen down there. So it'll be smart.
Frost fishermen. That's when those fish come up out of the cold water. Too cold to swim till they come up to the land. Is that it?
That's right.
Did somebody fix them up? And those fellas just shouldn't have done that, of course. It gives the Coast Guard a lot of trouble. John, what do you look forward to in 1948?
Well, I look forward to associating with a lot of new boys coming into the Coast Guard. And some swell shipmates I hope in the future as I've enjoyed in the past.
Well, it's really swell talking to you, Lieutenant John Heichel, and it's plain to see that you'll always be a man of the sea. And it's any old port in the storm for you, isn't it? And, John, we have something for you that's always safe in any old port anywhere. $50 worth of American Express traveler's checks. Yes, sir, they're safe everywhere and sendable on the beach and in any old port in the storm. Now, John, we understand that your wife loves to collect old antique glass. So we have for you to give to her a beautifully designed amber bohemian glass bowl made prior to 1820 and secured from and authenticated by a famous Long Island antique dealer. It's really beautiful. Now, especially for you, a trolling rod and reel. The rod is handmade of Indian Tonkin cane, double built, and boy, believe me, it's a beauty. And thanks again to you, the commanding officer out here at the end of Long Island and Montauk Point. Captain, Lieutenant John, John Heichel, and it's well to have you. Juan, who have you got
on here? I want to bring Jonesy back here. Lieutenant Heichel was talking about this light. Jonesy, I guess you better move this microphone up a little bit here, a little bit closer to you, or move that, move yourself in a little closer. How old is this light?
It's approximately 150 years old. It was established in 1797, I believe.
Oh, who established it?
George Washington signed papers for this light.
He did? Okay. You think Washington never slept here?
Well, this must be one of the few places that he missed.
We understand that in the old days, people used to come out to the lighthouse and stay as paying guests that the captain and his wife used to take care of them that way. Is that right?
Well, I believe that is the story that goes around now.
Is it a good idea, you think?
Oh, I would take that now instead of my pay.
Oh, you would? You like to have a dollar for every person who comes out here?
Oh, my God, I would retire in a couple of years.
You mean you have a few sightseers now and then?
Oh, there's thousands of them here. Mm-hmm.
Do they overrun you?
Well, sometimes. Come right on in.
What do you mean, right in the house?
Well, it's been there. Before I came here, there's been rumors of people coming right on in and cooking on the stove for people that live.
Well, that's a little bit too much, isn't it? They bother you in any other ways? You ask your foolish questions or anything?
Oh, yeah, there's always the questions that go along.
Yes.
Well, last summer when we were training here, we were up on the stage and scaffolds about 3 stories high.
Mm.
Some lady come in here and pulled us all the way down. And when we got down on the ground, she asked if this water was salt.
Oh, fine thing. You have other aids to navigation I know here besides the foghorn and the light to send out a beam. Have you had any wrecks since you've been here?
There's been one wreck since I was here. That was a small fishing vessel in the spring, in the summer of 46.
Mm-hmm.
July, I believe.
I see. Well, when are your 20 years up?
2 more years now.
What are you going to do then?
Well, I'll probably go back to tugboating.
Tugboating? And you're still a young man with retirement pay when you get out.
Yeah, well, fairly young.
But you still look young to me. Are you making any resolutions?
No, I won't make any resolutions, because I'm not going to stop anything that I'm doing now.
Well, I never heard it put that way before. Well, we want to thank you very much, Jonesy. We're certainly glad to have you aboard of our crop. And here's something that's safe aboard or ashore. And, they're as good as money and twice as safe. As a matter of fact, American Express Travel Section, $50 worth there. Are they as good as spent already?
Well, I believe they will be pretty shortly.
And here's something more to make you very happy. We are having sent to you a Stromberg-Carlson Modern Air Radio Phonograph Combination. It'll play all sizes of records at once. I mean, it'll play one after the other.
Right.
Yeah, and you know Stromberg-Carlson is the best. Thank you very much. Bon voyage, Chief Archie Jones. Come again sometime, will you?
Thank you.
All right, Eddie. What's this you have, Eddie?
One. Of course, you talk to the keeper of the light here, but I have somebody whom I'll bet is the real boss here. A very charming young lady, only 11 years of age, Jonesy's daughter, Gloria. Hi, hi, Gloria.
Hi, Eddie.
I started to call you Jonesy, too. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, say, how do you like living in a lighthouse, honey?
It's okay. I like it. It gets lonesome every once in a while.
Uh-huh. Are you the only child around here?
Except for my baby sister.
And how big is she?
16 months old.
Oh, do you help keep her once in a while?
Sometimes.
Yeah, are you a pretty good babysitter?
I think so.
Yeah. Do you get paid for sitting with a baby?
No.
No, you don't. Well, what do you do in your spare time, Gloria?
This is the radio, ride my bicycle, play my 16 news books.
Yeah. Now, what kind of radio programs do you like to hear?
Oh, quiz programs, murder mysteries, all kinds of things.
Oh, you like murder mysteries? I mean, where the wind is howling and the turf is beating up against the lighthouse or something, huh? Does it get you scared at all, Gloria?
No.
No, of course not. Do you like to look out to sea and watch the ships passing?
Yeah.
Do you ever wave to the people? I mean, little folks that live next to railroads wave to people on the trains. Do you wave to people on the boat?
Yeah.
Do they wave back at you?
Sometimes.
Well, that's good. Say, does the light ever bother you at night, keep you awake or anything?
No.
Now, does the horn, the fog horn, I hear it blowing in the background right now. Jonesy blew it for us. Does that ever bother you?
Sometimes.
After you get to sleep and the horn quits, do you wake up then?
No.
That's all good. Now, I wonder how you would describe the house you live in here at this lighthouse. Now, for instance, as though I live in a big white house with green shutters. Now, how would you describe your house?
Well, it's a big white house, and it has a big lighthouse in the back of it with a light.
Yeah, kind of like a chimney up on the top, huh?
Oh, it smokes doesn't matter. It's a big light instead.
Of course it is. Say, you enjoy the summer visitors that come out here, don't you?
Yeah.
Do they ask you a lot of questions, too?
Yeah, quite a few of them.
That's it. Gloria, what are usually the questions that the summer visitors ask you when they drive out here?
Oh, how many steps there are in a light?
Tell them that?
Yeah.
How many?
137.
You started them, I'll bet. Mm-hmm. And what else do you ask? How far the light shines?
Yeah.
And what wattage is the bulb?
Yeah.
Do you know the answer to that?
Yeah.
What is it?
1,000
with a lot of lenses and stuff that make it 200,000 a candle power or something like that. Well, now, Gloria, after your dad has seen that the light is okay some night and he's gone off duty and he comes in and goes to bed, do you ever stay up later than he does?
Yes, sometimes.
What do you do?
Oh, I listen to radio or read a book.
And does he mind when you do that?
Sometimes.
What does he say to you?
Gloria, so I told you. Turn off that light.
Even the keeper of the lighthouse has to tell his daughter to turn out the light. Well, we do it at my house, too. Well, Gloria, it's really nice to see that you're really your daddy's little girl and a swell coast guardsman. And although you love to stay here at the lighthouse, you will travel away from it once in a while. So we have for you $50 worth of American Express traveler's checks. You can put those in your piggy bank if you're ready to spend them. Mm-hmm. And that also, Gloria, we have this classy red and blue weatherproof snowsuit with wool mittens and a hat to match. And so you can have your picture taken in it because you're going to look so cute. Here's something you wanted, a swell Eastman Reflex Tight Flash Kodak. And to keep that snowsuit clean for your mother, Gloria, we're sending a wonderful Launderall, the completely automatic washing machine, and the S.L. Jacobs Company of Detroit makers tell us that it has the famous reversal all action. And thanks again, Gloria. You're a mighty sweet girl. Warren?
Folks, you know, we're speaking of New Year's resolutions tonight. So here's John Hancock with a really good suggestion.
Here's the New Year's resolution everyone should make and keep. Resolve now that in 1948 you will protect your money with American Express Traveler's Checks. You can spend these popular checks anywhere, anytime, just like cash. Simply sign them when you buy them, sign them again when you spend them. The only identification you need is your own signature. And remember, American Express Traveler's Checks are safe. If you lose them, or if they're stolen or destroyed, you get a prompt refund. As Warren and Eddie have told you, you can buy American Express Traveler's Checks at any bank and at Principal Railway Express and Western Union offices. You can buy them in any amount, from $10 up. So, in 1948, don't take chances. Don't carry cash. Carry American Express Traveler's Checks. They're safe. Safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go.
Thank you very much, John Hancock. And here we are back again in the lighthouse way out on Montauk Point.
And the skipper of the lighthouse right here is standing by the microphone. I wanted to ask him about this fellow Bud King who's nearby. Is he a friend of yours, Jonesy?
One of my best, I hope.
What do you know about him?
Well, we try to keep in touch with each other.
Yes.
And we've been separated now for a couple of 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 days ago, I was at the East Hampton inquiring about him. This was on Friday, the day of the blizzard. Some fellow told me, he says, well, he's gone over to Gardner's Island. He's only done so we can Bud King would make a trip like this.
Would be out in such weather. What do you think about that, Ruth King? Do you share that opinion?
I agree with Jonesy completely.
We hear that Bud's quite a fisherman.
I also agree with that.
You do? You fish with him?
Quite a bit, yes. Mm-hmm.
He holds a couple of records, doesn't he?
Records for fishing and...
Say, Bud, step right up here. You were in the Coast Guard during the war.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing now?
Why, this winter I'm working on a job building a new house at Gardner's Island and hiring men and material over there.
And you went over Friday in the blizzard. Mm-hmm. You thought nothing of it, sir.
Well, it was too nice.
Well, is it true that Captain Kidd... I've been reading up on this part of the country out here. Is it true that Captain Kidd buried some treasures over there?
Oh, yes, that's true.
Yes? Do you know about that?
Well, I read it in the 50s. In fact, there was a monument over there, the spot where the treasure was recovered.
Mm-hmm. Was he around here? Did he bury treasure anywhere else?
Why, I understood that he buried some quite close to the lighthouse here.
He did? Oh, Jonesy won't like that, boy. With all those people down here, they'll be digging up his front lawn. Say, really, is Bud a truthful man, Ruth?
He's a fisherman.
Bud, are the Kings an old family around here?
Yes, I believe we are.
Mm-hmm. Your father told you about the old whaling days?
Well, I've heard a lot about it, yes.
Well, what happened? How did they do it?
Well, most of the whaling around here was off the beach here.
Mm-hmm.
They had boats and crews of men, and they continuous lookout across the women. Men weren't doing anything in one place where they raised a flag that they called a west.
Mm-hmm.
And that west was up by all hands west of the boat to cross through the surf.
Right out through the surf, touching the whale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a little different whaling than we've heard about. Ruth, has 1947 been good for you?
It's been excellent.
Yes, how?
Well, we have a 6-month-old son, and I think that
Oh, good. Well, what are you expecting in 1948?
Not anymore.
Bud, what do you want in 1948?
Well, I have most everything. I suppose I risk everything. Anything that costs me $1 million or something like that. Doctor, go along with it, keep me alive long enough to enjoy it.
Oh, that's sort of an original way. Well, Bud, here's a start on that million. $50 worth of American Express traveler's checks, and you'll enjoy them, won't you?
Sure.
And you can get more at any bank, by the way, if you want them. And Ruth, you can record the growth of that new baby with this Revere 8mm movie camera with 5 shutter speeds and slow motion. That come in handy. And Bud, after a hard day, here's relaxation in this K. Woody flame green pipe. Oh, you have to sit down, of course. So we're shipping you from Hildreth in Southampton, that's where the whalers used to trade, we understand, a big, comfortable man's club chair covered with Duran, the plastic leather that will take all kinds of punishment. Thank you very much, Dad. You were aboard with us, Bud, and we're kidding.
Thank you.
Now, folks, you know 1947 has been an outstanding year in many ways. And as we told you recently, January 21st in Chattanooga, we're going to have as our guests the 10 outstanding young men in America for 1927. They're brought there by the United States Union Chamber of Commerce. They've been nominated by those of you who sent in ballots, and the judges are now choosing them. The judges are such prominent citizens as Milton Eisenhower, Eric Johnson, William Green, and Drew Pearson, and their choices are sure to be top. So, of course, we're looking forward to January 21st in Chattanooga. And now next week, we'll be in Philadelphia helping the Better Business Bureau to expose some racket. Have you ever been fleeced by a weeping widow with a stuffed flat? Ever been the victim of the old Sioux Club gag or paid for a little orphan package or a mug book? Well, you listen in next week and hear some victims of such racket tell how it happened to them, and you learn a few things so it won't happen to you. And now, I want to thank you, Eddie Dunn. You did a swell job.
And I want to thank Parks for letting me take his place.
Well, you're a good box proper. And thanks, Chief Jones and Mrs. Jones, for your hospitality. And from all of us to all of you out there, including you, Don Hancock, and you, Parks, happy birthday!
Listen next week when Parks and Warren travel to Philadelphia. Tune in again next week for the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people. Vox Pop, presented by American Express Traveler's Check. Safe in your pocket, safe at home, safe wherever you go. This is Don Hancock speaking for American Express Traveler's Check, wishing you all a very happy and most prosperous New Year.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.